June 4th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I invite you to live in the present moment. If you do so, every sin from the past will be allowed to be erased from your memory. In the present moment, you will discover the grace I intend for you to enjoy. There will no longer be a battle with Satan for your undivided attention. Offer every trial or problem that vies for your attention in the present moment for those most needy in that moment. I know best who that is. If everyone would live in such a way, world situations would change. People would deal fairly with each other. Disordered self-love would be conquered. As it is, controversies lead to conflicts. Those who should be scrutinized are lauded. The path of righteousness is obscured by those most in need of finding it. Non-issues, which don't even matter in the long run, are built up into the be-all, end-all of the future of your nation. Come back to the reality of truth in the present moment. Stop and see how the present moment is being misused by the enemy of all truth. Legislators, attend to the more urgent issues at hand. Some of these are life or death. In the present moment, use all your strength, the strength of truth, to bring victory to my people. If you pray for this, I will expose the way to accomplish this. Accept the truth of my Godhead." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. "Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.